The abaya is a traditional head-to-toe overgarment for women in the Persian Gulf countries. Women wear it for modesty and protection from the hot, dry climate. This typically shapeless black garment was the unlikely focus of an assignment for fashion students at an American university. The assignment tested their creativity and ability to understand how women in many Islamic countries express themselves by covering up. Frilly red lace is not usually associated with the dress of women in traditional Muslim countries, but that's what's on Jessica Goodspeed's abaya. Working with a classmate at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, she came up with the innovative design.
We created a Spanish or flamenco-inspired design. It has lots of black and red lace and has this very long, like, fishtail train in the back, and is very beautiful.
The assignment, says the fashion design major, was very challenging.
When we first started the project, I didn't really know a lot about it or understand a lot about why they wore it or the specifics about the garments. And after creating them and learning a lot about them, and we had a lot of people come and speak to us about them, I realized how amazing it is to be able to wear an outer garment that, you know, can tell who you are at the same time protecting your privacy and being very fashionable.
Her classmate, Natalie Hakim, already knew about abayas. Her Lebanese heritage gave her a better understanding of the garment as a cultural tradition. She says throughout the semester, it was interesting to see the project changing her classmates' perception of the abaya and the women who wore it.
When we started off, I think that a lot of the girls felt like, you know, wow, these women are so oppressed under these garments. This is horrible. I don't think they truly understood that this is not something that the women feel like they have to hide under. This is their culture, and they're proud of it. And I think a lot of the girls through the semester became much more accepting of it. It almost became, like, natural to us. By the end of the semester, we were trying on the abayas, and it wasn't so much of an awkward thing anymore.
I think it's a great vehicle to expose these young people to, yes, there is a whole other big wide world outside Richmond, Virginia.
Kim Guthrie is an assistant professor of fashion design and merchandising at VCU. The abaya project is part of her Give Me Shelter class, in which students discuss the idea of clothing as shelter and how different cultures address the concept of clothing.
From that, the students actually took the time to design the abaya, and you could call it a black canvas if you wanted to. And all they had to do, which sounds easy but not so easy, was to make sure the garment covers what it's supposed to cover. Aside from that, they could change the actual way the abaya is cut, whether how the sleeves are seamed or how the body is seamed, how the closure works in the front. So they were able to play with all of those design details. And then they also got to use a specific inspiration to embellish the abaya, because now the abayas are becoming more and more fancy, beading here, embroidery there. So it's no longer just a simple black garment.
This project is one of many collaborations between VCU students and faculty in Virginia and its sister campus in Doha, Qatar. The 20 students in Guthrie's class designed 10 abayas. All the designs were shipped to the VCU campus in Doha. Local fashion experts there critiqued and tweaked the designs and sent them back to Richmond for final embellishment.
When the abayas came back to campus and we opened up the big box, it was like a birthday party, you know, a huge celebration. Everybody wanted to have their abaya pulled out first, wanted to look at it and see how well it looked. So it was very exciting for them.
Natalie Hakim says the real test came when the abayas were modeled in the university's annual student fashion design show.
We had a lot of family members at the fashion show that had known what we had been working on, and I think everyone, even the students in the fashion department that weren't taking the course, were really excited to see what we had come up with, and they loved it. I mean, they thought that the pieces were stunning, and the models really pulled it off. All of the models wearing sunglasses and walking very slowly and just very royal, almost, the way that the girls are in Qatar.
The abaya collection was also displayed in the annual fashion show at the university's School of Fashion in Qatar and received positive feedback. Now, Kim Guthrie says, the collection will stay in Richmond.
Hopefully it'll be a wonderful resource. Whoever wants to look at them or to use them in any way, all they have to do is probably contact the school. We could just send photographs.
Kim Guthrie says she likes to see her students engaged in projects like this, so they become less judgmental and more open to inspiration from various cultures. That, she says, will help them become better people and more innovative fashion designers. I'm Faith Lapidus.